This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:05, it's time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. By Security National Bank, with locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. By the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. By Kurtz 24-hour heavy and light duty towing of Litchfield. And by Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare. Here are the guys. It's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, Uncle Ralph, and David Jenkins.
Tobinot, thank you very much, and welcome to WSMI Sports Saturday. And what a Friday night it was, whether it was high school football or Major League Baseball. It was wild and woolly as we had two of the best games we've had on the Tally Broadcasting Stations on the same night in a little while.
Yeah, it was pretty spectacular last night, and boy, what a great night for football. It was one of those great autumn evenings, and even though autumn doesn't officially start till tomorrow, it was very autumn-like.
And, it had that rain earlier today, so that kind of put a different kind of smell in the air, greened the grass
a little bit. Well, it cleared everything, cleared the air. Mm-hmm. It really did. It, you know, it washed the dust out of the air, and there was just a different, I guess, take on the outdoors last night, just to step outside and go, wow. This is cool.
it was a perfect night for football, and boy, did we have a lot of great games around the area.
Yes, we did, and still three teams undefeated in the South Central Conference last night, and a game heard on the Ox, the Staunton Bulldogs. Defeated the Litchfield Purple Panthers 38-26. This was a terrific matchup last night. Two teams that really either one could have won that thing, and Bulldogs come out on top 38-26. Gillespie remains undefeated. The Miners beat Southwestern 38-12, and the Greenville Comets still undefeated as they beat Hillsboro 28-7. Carlinville right behind those three. Cavaliers beat Pena at Pena, which is a never an easy place to win. Not that there's any place easy to win in the South Central, but Pena is always one of those places where teams, I don't know, maybe it's just a thought process, whatever. It's just tough to go in there, and the Cavaliers beat them last night 26-21 as they scored late in the ballgame. And then Roxana pick up their first win, 49-36 over Vandalia, a matchup of winless teams. So.
Pena just seems that they seem to have Carlinville's number. And Greenville.
They do.
More so than the other clubs in the conference.
Yeah, you go back the last decade or so.
Well, it was Pena last year.
Yeah.
Who gave Carlinville their only regular season loss. So that was a good road victory for the Cavaliers.
Absolutely.
We'll be talking to Chad East today coming up in about 7 minutes.
And then Nokomis last night in Prairie State Conference play in a game that Dave and Gary Boker had on WSMI-FM. Nokomis beat Mount Olive 26-21. And that makes things interesting in the Prairie State Conference. In Sangamo Conference play last night, still two undefeated teams, Auburn and Williamsville, the two that we'll meet on in week number 9.
Good scheduling
there. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's almost like ESPN, you know, reworking the schedule. Man, we want these guys
like the flex game NBC does for the Sunday night game for the NFL now. They flex that into week 9.
They flex that into week 9, that's right. Although year in and year out, probably Auburn-Williamsville is the best matchup for the Sangamo anyway.
Yes.
So. But last night, Auburn defeated Riverton 47-21. Williamsville beat previously unbeaten New Berlin 51-0. Yeah. New Berlin, Athens, and Porter all 3-1 now. Porter beat Pawnee 36-12. Athens over Sangamon Valley 38-13. And North Mac beat Pleasant Plains 22-14. In the WIVC South, Greenfield Northwestern and Carrollton at the top of the conference. Carrollton's undefeated overall. They're 4-0. 2-0 in conference play. They beat Pleasant Hill last night 50-8. Greenfield Northwestern defeated North Green 22-6. Greenfield Northwestern 3-1 overall, 2-0 in conference play. In the other game, Winchester over Calhoun 34-0. And in the north, Camp Point Central beat up on Mendon Unity 56-14. Brown County beat Triopia 12-8. Today, in Prairie State play, South Fork at Marquette. It'll be Jacksonville Route at ISD in the WIVC North. And in non-conference play, Pittsfield at Bunker Hill. And Metro East Lutheran plays host to Trinity Lutheran out of Seymour, Indiana.
For the cheesy joke of the day, I guess you could say Williamsville twisted New Berlin into a pretzel.
There you go. There's the pun of the day.
How many times after four games into the season, or are you going to see Calhoun still looking for their first victory?
Doesn't happen often.
Yeah.
Well, I think the same could be said about Vandalia. I mean, I know I know they lost a lot, but I mean, they're 0-4. I didn't think they'd start off this poorly.
I thought they were 1-3.
No, they're winless.
They're winless. Vandalia's winless. Yeah. So they're winless. That's kind of a shock.
Yeah.
Weird and wacky story of the day happened up north. Lamphere was supposed to go to Champaign to play Urbana at Memorial Stadium, and the game got postponed because I guess what happened against Staunton Litchfield the couple previous years, they double booked officials and they didn't have enough officials.
Hmm.
So it got postponed. Problem.
Where's Louis Lang when you need him? See, they don't have their
Louis
Lang.
Louis was at Vandalia last night.
They don't have their Louis Lang. That's the problem.
Is that a first world problem, though?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
Could be, maybe.
That's an unusual happening, but stranger than fiction.
There you go. We were talking about the quality of games we had on the radio last night, and David, the game you had in Nokomis, that was a great Prairie State Conference football game.
It really was, and you know, it started off surprising because I thought maybe Nokomis would, you know, just jump out to some kind of lead because they seem to have Mount Olive's number in the last three seasons. I think they've won three straight against them coming into last night. But Mount Olive received the ball. They marched down the field, and it was all Blake Bartok in the running game. I mean, it didn't seem like Nokomis' defense was going to be able to keep Bartok in check. And then Mount Olive ended up getting the ball back with a 7-0 lead deep in their own territory. And lo and behold, Cody Nash with the pick six and gets them within one after the missed extra point. And it was kind of a back and forth there. But a big key to the game was Blake Bartok didn't play offensively in the second half. He ended up having some sort of lower leg injury. I think it was an ankle that he twisted or something early in the first half, and he was struggling with it a couple times in the first half. Came back on defense in the second half, but didn't run the ball, and that was a big problem. They, in the second half, never established the running game again.
And Terry, to me, high school football around here is just better when Mount Olive is good.
Oh, absolutely. There's certain teams, and we've seen the Hilltoppers better this year. You've seen Litchfield better this year. You know, there's certain teams you like to see. It just makes the whole conference better, makes the whole area better. And yes, Mount Olive is one of those teams. You really, and you know, they've got a good core group of athletes. We saw them last year in baseball. You know, they basically came out of nowhere to win a regional tournament and you know, went to the sectional championship game last year with this group of kids, and they're good athletes. So, and then in fact, not only boy, but they got some good female athletes as well.
Yes,
so
they do. And with Nokomis losing the co-op for this year,
yeah,
the Redskins and Mount Olive both going to be 1A in the postseason, so some noise could be made by both of those clubs.
The closer we get to the end of the regular season, the more we'll have kind of an idea what might happen. But both of these teams, assuming they make the playoffs, it wouldn't be out of the realm of reality that they meet somewhere along the line in the playoffs. Maybe a second-round game or something like that,
and
if
that,
they both make it there.
And that Nokomis-Alton Marquette matchup is going to be really interesting,
especially
it appears as though Alton Marquette's going to have a down season this season. They only beat Mount Olive the previous week 48-40. So, and you don't really want to judge how well Nokomis is going to do against Alton Marquette based on how well Alton Marquette played against Mount Olive. But, I mean, that game was a high-scoring game, a close game, 8-point margin of victory. And now, I mean, Nokomis may finally get over the schneid and defeat Alton Marquette.
Great equalizer there. It might be, though, Public School Stadium. That's always a different type of place to play. If you've never gone and watched a football game at Public School Stadium in Alton, you should do it because it's pretty unique.
It's, how do you want to say it? It's almost old school.
Yes.
And
like if you
intimidating.
Ever, if you've ever gone down south to DeCoin or Anna Jonesboro,
see playoff games in the southern part of the state where they blow cannons, explode cannons when the team runs out of the field, and you know it's a kind of a mini stadium setting, and
it's almost like you're in the Coliseum though, because the field is so sunken and the stands are at such a level straight up basically that it really is just a different type of feel for a high school football game. So if you've never done it, probably Nokomis at Alton Marquette might be a good time to go do it.
And we'll have that game on the radio, by the way.
Yeah, that'll be my first time there.
Having watched a playoff game in a playoff atmosphere at DuCoin, that That's a fabulous place.
Isn't that crazy?
It's a fabulous place. And you go there when they're in the playoffs. I mean, people are... It's just crazy.
Oh, it is. The Coin and Anna Jonesboro down there. It's
you pull onto the edge of town, and it's solid people.
Yeah.
They may be a mile and a half away from the football stadium, but they're tailgating.
It was several years ago whenever Staunton was making one of their deep playoff runs. They went down to Anna Jonesboro, the second or third round of the playoffs, and we were obviously down there with them. And I got there a good 2 hours before the game. Parking lot was packed.
Yeah.
People were tailgating like it was a college game. Mm-hmm. It was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's it. It's like a college atmosphere.
Yeah. Well, they
in the southern part of the state.
Southern Illinois takes their high school football very serious, and DuQuoin's down a little bit this year. But when they're in the playoffs and you go to a playoff game there, it's just something else. It really is.
Well, when you get DuQuoin and Carterville and Marion, you know, all those teams in the southern part of the state that – and when they're all good, man, you know, they can do major damage in the playoffs.
And have.
And have done and so have. In the past. So.
4 weeks are in the book of the high school football season. Still three undefeated teams sitting atop the South Central Conference. And the Carlinville Cavaliers are lurking at 3-1 on the young season. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will talk to the head coach of the Carlinville Cavaliers, Chad Easterday. We will do that following these messages.
One thing customers tell us they like best about banking with Real Community Bank is our people. This professional and often personal relationship helps us do our jobs better, more efficiently, and effectively. Not just when it comes to your borrowing money, but also when you need to consider long-term savings and investment needs. So next time you're considering a financial transaction, visit your hometown bank you can trust since 1932. Security National Bank, with locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. And online at securitynb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing has moved to the Goodyear building behind Denny's in Litchfield. Kurt's has commercial Goodyear tires and complete exhaust, and now is a Hertz car rental agency. And, of course, heavy and light-duty towing. Kurt's crew cab rollback can transport your family and your car. Kurt's 24-hour towing can tow anything from your semi to your motorcycle. When you need a tow, remember 324-2400. Kurt's 24-hour towing in Litchfield. Remember 324-2400.
And at 9:17, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sunny skies for today. Expect a high of around 70 degrees. Partly cloudy skies for tonight. We'll have a low of around 50 heading into tomorrow. Sunny skies. Expect a high Sunday of around 75 degrees. At 9:17, we have a temperature reading of 59 degrees, and the weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues in 1 minute.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
When packing school lunches, pack the nutrition your kids need for growing and learning. Include foods from all parts of the food pyramid. For sandwiches that aren't soggy, spread whole wheat bread with farmer-owned Prairie Farms butter before you add the filling. For the thermos, fill it with Prairie Farms milk or chocolate milk, or if you're out of fruit, 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. For nutritious and delicious school lunches, taste the homemade goodness of farmer-owned Prairie Farms.
And at 9:19, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, Uncle Ralph, and David Jenkins.
Tobinat, thank you very much. Back here on WSMI Sports Saturday. Last night, the Cavaliers rolled into Pena and picked up a 26-21 victory. And joining us right now is Chad Easterday, the head coach of the Cavaliers. And Chad, not all road wins are created equal. And when you go into Pena and get a W, that's a job well done.
Yeah, you know, that's a very, very tough place to play. They have a great tradition over there and for a home crowd, and they didn't disappoint with that, and we came out on the right end of it.
And Coach, last season, coming off the Greenville win, you know, I don't know if these players were maybe, I don't want to say they had too much of a hangover, but disappointing loss for you in the Panda game this season. Were you looking for a little bit more revenge?
Well, I don't know if it was revenge so much as the roles were reversed. We got beat by Greenville this year. So, you know, I think the attitude all week was, man, we got to do better than this. And we wanted to prove that. And we did. Still made some mental mistakes in the penalty area that cost us on a few key downs. But, you know, very proud of them in terms of their resilience, in terms of the game, you know, getting down like that and being able to come back. So I'm very proud of them.
I think you made a statement, Chad, when you said you got beat by Greenville. And I think when game number 9 has been played in the conference, there will be several teams that can say we got beat by Greenville.
Yeah, you know, take nothing away from Greenville. They're a great, great ball club. They played with a lot of energy last week. And, you know, we wanted to make sure that our level against Pena was this way. And we knew that they'd be hungry. You know, their record last night, the start of the game, was no indication of their ability whatsoever. You know, Coach Stupak does a great job over there. And, you know, they were well prepared. And it was a great game and a great battle on both fronts.
Chad talked about the resiliency of your club last night. And when you only play 9 games, you really can't afford to lose 2 ball games in a row. So from that standpoint, it wasn't a must win per se, but to get where you guys want to be, that was a game you guys had to have.
Yeah, you know, all schedules are different, and ours just happens to have the big 4, quote unquote, in a row, where we play those Greenville, Pena, Staunton, and Gillespie this year. We knew going into the season that was the case. So, you know, we viewed it as a must-win because, you know, when you look at those 4 games overall, you know, obviously we wanted to be 4-0 coming out of that. And with the Greenville loss, you know, you have to reevaluate that and you have to bounce back. So I was proud of our effort in terms of that and then also our resilience just within the game. Well, I bet there were you know, 3 or 4 momentum swings there that were huge in the game that could have gone either way. And I was very proud of our kids for not getting our head hung there, and, you know, they did a great job.
Chad Easterday, the head coach of the Carlinville Cavaliers, joining us here on Sports Saturday as the Cavies picked up a big road win last night, 26-21. Did you come out pretty healthy, Chad?
Yeah, we came out real healthy, actually. So, you know, in terms of those, our injuries are getting better. Hopefully we'll get a linebacker back next week. Zach Rogers played the first 2 weeks, had a contusion on his arm. So, you know, and then Barry Stewart, he's recovering from a strained MCL, and he is possible next week. We're not for sure on that. He's got some more therapy this week. But in terms of overall, no, we came out pretty healthy.
Well, next week you've got the Staunton Bulldogs. It's kind of a throwback day for the South Central. Back to the old days.
Yeah, back to the old days.
This is great, man.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. You know, with Gillespie and him coming back, we've talked about this several times over the last couple of years. That's a great enjoyment for me. Mike Parmentier does a great job down there. The atmosphere at home will be good, and you know, it's that town rivalry that's close, and it's a good drive for everyone to come up Route 4 there. And you know, they're 4-0, and we're 3-1, and you know, they got a lot to prove because they want to be a contender in it just like we do. So, you know, it'll be a great night of football, I think.
Chad, top to bottom, the South Central seems to be stronger from the top to the bottom than it's been in a number of years.
Yeah, I think that's correct. I think the top 5, and well, as we said, on any given night, there's in the South Central, there's never a gimme. And then when you start to talk about who's at the top and who's at the bottom, man, that's just a player, or that's a down, or that's a series, or that's a tackle, and that's how we talk about it all week. You know, you never take a down off, you never take a play off, both coaching and playing. It can be the difference in a win and a loss, very similar to last night.
Chad, obviously, when you think Carlinville football, you think running attack, big offensive line. But as you look at your club, as you have evaluated your team through 4 games, who's the unsung hero of the Cavaliers so far? Who's the guy that no one's talking about that has really played big for you early in the season?
Well, I mean, I think running back-wise, you know, I'm not sure that Kenny Miles was on the radar for anybody. I think that people thought we had this junior running back, and no one knew a lot about him. I think that's definitely one. I thought when we lose the lineman that we did last year, and I'm very proud of them because I think they've been under the radar a lot. Everyone thought our line would be down but me, So, I mean, when you have kids that reload like that, and there were junior kids that just ready to step up, and a few senior kids that stepped up, and, you know, I've been very proud of that. And then I think the leadership at quarterback has really, really been something that's been a stable for us that's kind of held that all together. So I think we're doing a great job top to bottom. And, you know, we surprised a few people there week one. I know in preseason polls everyone had us down, but and they should have. You don't lose the offensive productivity that we did without having a little doubt. But hopefully that's no longer a doubt anymore.
Well, Chad, if there's only going to be one guy who believes in the offensive line, it might as well be the head coach.
Well, I tell you what, when I took over, I had a great coach down the road tell me that I ought to be coaching the offensive line. I spent 15 years coaching skill kids. Coach Borgini, and he said that if I wanted to get her done, then I should be the line coach. So I took over the line and fell in love with them. I tell you what, I've never realized how much fun it is until I started doing it 6 years ago. So you know, it's all guts and no glory. So I love it over there on my little patch of grass at practice.
But you're all guts and no glory. But you were the guy that went in there and said, "Okay, guys, I know what you can do." So that's really no surprise to you, as you pointed out.
It's no surprise to us. I mean, we take a lot of pride in those people up there, and I think you know, Ethan Dixon, Alex Wood, Josh Boston are some senior leadership up there that played last year for us, and Driston Mitchell was a junior, played behind a great senior center, and I knew he would be a great center, and then Max Chapman was a sophomore and a great lineman at the JV level, stepped in there and filled a role for us there. And, you know, Thad Roberts played defense, didn't even touch the field offensively. And, you know, he stepped in to play some tight end and slot receiver for us. So, you know, those are the kids that I think that you don't necessarily think about when you're preparing for people on the next year all the time. I know coaches, not all fans think about it, but coaches are constantly worried about the next season along with this one and prepping kids in terms of preparation. So, you know, we try to do a good job and make sure that everyone's getting quality reps both on Monday night and Friday night. And just try to keep the ball rolling.
Chad, big game next week. You will host the Staunton Bulldogs. We'll have it live at 7 on WAOX 105.3 The Ox. Best of luck next week, and we will talk to you then, sir.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Chad Easterday, the head coach of the Carlinville Cavaliers, as they have a big one coming up with the Dogs.
I like that. It's good to have Staunton Gillespie back in the South Central.
Yeah.
Just feels right.
I know. It's one of those feels right thing. Yeah, you're right. So, well, and then you've got, you know, the traditions of the towns and the classic matchups in Macoupin County, you know, Staunton-Carlinville, Staunton-Gillespie, Carlinville-Gillespie, man, that's, what else could you ask for?
Of course, the big question for Staunton heading into next week is going to be the health of Jake Brune. He's their starting quarterback, but he's one of their best secondary players. He is their top returner, so he's really crucial in all three phases of the ball game. And he left last night early in the second half with a leg injury, so that will be a big question this week, the health of Jake Brune. Joining us on the phone right now is the head coach of the Nokomis Redskins, Mr. Gabe Cesaretti. They picked up a big win last night in the Prairie State over Mount Olive. And, Gabe, thanks for a few minutes of your time, and that's a big conference win for your Skins last night.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, first off, Mount Olive is a heck of a ball club, and, you know, they gave us every bit of fight they had in them, and it was just two good teams, real similar style, played a physical ball game, and, you know, we come out on top, that's great, and I'm sure both teams are sore this morning.
Coach, could you tell us a little bit about the apparent injury to Austin Chaussee? I saw him walking off towards the sidelines, holding his collarbone a few times, and then finally his arm was just dangling there. Was it a shoulder or a collarbone? What exactly was that?
I would think he's got like a kind of a shoulder sprain thing going on. It looks like he may be sore, but he's going to be able to play with it. And, you know, we had to rest him up this week, but right now things look good for him.
Gabe, I guess that's always the fine line that a high school football coach has to walk, because everyone's sore, everyone has pain, so I guess distinguishing between hurt and injured is always a line that you're walking.
Oh, you sure, especially when it comes to small school football, because you don't have a lot of guys on the sideline for you, you know, and if you do, a lot of times they're, you know, really a lot younger guys and not much experience, so you try to keep everybody as healthy as you can, and it's a chore sometimes.
And I guess that really affects you probably during practice in the week.
Sure, I mean, sometimes you have to, you know, go a little extra in practice, or, you know, take a little off in practice just to keep certain guys from beating each other up. And, you know, it's a day-to-day process. You got to look at each day as a new day and figure out how hard you want to go.
And Coach, was last night's game one of the most bizarre games as far as how little momentum stayed on each side throughout the game? Because it seemed one team had momentum, and then all of a sudden the other team snatched it right back, and it was just back and forth there basically through the entire game.
It was like that, and it seems like we've had trouble getting going in the first half all year so far. We want to get that fixed, but you know, we've dug ourselves a hole a couple times this year, and it was nice to see us dig ourselves out. You know, against like I said, a really good ball club in Mount Olive there, and that may help us down the road. You know, when we get down, we're never going to be out of the ball game. You know, we're experiencing that now, but hopefully, we won't have to experience any more.
Gabe, we did not talk to you last week, obviously, because you were playing the Fisher Bunnies last Saturday. So, what did you learn about your club coming out of that loss to Fisher a week ago?
A little bit of the same. Fisher is big and physical, and the same thing happened. We dug ourselves a hole early, and we turned the ball over five times, and we can't do that and beat a good team. But we came out second half, played good football, and, we came back. We just ran out of time. It's just, against a good team, you can't dig that deep of a hole and expect to come back every time. But, they gave a heck of an effort last Saturday, though.
And when you get down big early, I guess as a coach, you obviously still want to win the game, but maybe at that point you just want to see your kids scrap and claw and get back in the game.
Yeah, definitely. You never want to dig, get in a hole like that. But our kids, I could see it in their faces last night, and I've seen it, a lot of other times with this group too. It's like they're never going to give up on you. It's a great bunch of kids, and you can see it in their faces last night in the second half. I mean, they were tired, they were hurting. But, they just gave it every little ounce of energy they had, and it was enough to get us a W.
I guess, Gabe, now maybe the question for the Redskins is, obviously, a lot of your fan base is going to look right ahead to, I think, Week 7 to Alton Marquette, but I know you and your coaching staff are not going to do that because you've got big games between now and then.
Yeah, I think, matter of fact, I'm not looking ahead. I'm not even sure when they are. I think it's 2 weeks ahead. But, we got Bunker Hill this week. We got focus on them, and fix up some things we want to get fixed from the first half of the year, and like you said, we want to get off on a we want to start it up in the first quarter and get going this week. Hopefully, we can fix some of that stuff, and we'll take this just like any other week. We got Bunker Hill, and that's all we're going to worry about.
It's hard to believe that we're looking at week five of the football season already, is it not?
Oh yeah, and you say that every year too. It seems like it's just getting underway, really, and like I said, after next week, we'll be over halfway then.
Gabe, is it hard, since it does go so fast, are you able to just kind of stop in season and just take it in and enjoy it?
Not really.
That was a loaded question, wasn't it?
That was an honest answer is what that was.
Well, do I enjoy it? Heck yes. Do you ever have much time to stop and take it in? Not really. It's go, go, go all the time.
Yeah, especially at a small school, like you said, Gabe, because there's so much responsibility put on the coaching staff and so few kids a lot of times. You've got, so much going on. You pack every practice session you have with everything you need to touch on. It's just, there's just not a whole lot of extra time.
You sure do. I mean, when practice isn't going on, you're taking care of the field and painting the field and getting, taking care of, make sure the equipment's all up to, getting that to make sure all the equipment's good. I mean, there's all kinds of little things going on, but like I said, we enjoy it. I got a great bunch of coaches that do, they work their tails off every day, and we do it together, just like the team does. We're all about together, and everybody gets their job done.
Coach, a few weeks ago, you raved about how well your offensive line had been playing and performing, and last night it seemed as though they were the ones who were firing everybody up after each and every play, making big stops and really pushing the pile ahead for the tailbacks.
Yeah, several times. I mean, we kind of had a mindset last night. We wanted to pound the ball, and we did pretty good, pretty successfully, and you could see our linemen pushing and shoving and calling for every inch we could get.
Gabe Cesaretti, the head coach of the Nokomis Redskins, thank you for so much of your time. And, hey, I'm a Bunker Hill alum, so take it easy next week, will you, please?
You bet.
All right, Gabe, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Gabe Cesaretti, the head coach of the Nokomis Redskins.
You think they're going to take it easy?
No. No, I don't. Not a chance.
You got to play to win.
That's exactly
play
right.
Play not to lose.
That's exactly right. And, what Nokomis got last Saturday, a non-conference game with the Fisher Bunnies, that's something to me that the South Central clubs
miss
come postseason time, having be a locked schedule with all conference games. That inability to step outside of your conference, get a completely different look, a new opponent, something fresh. And so that could be a game, even though Nokomis lost to Fisher last week, come 4 or 5 weeks from now, that could be a very pivotal game for them.
As Gabe mentioned, you know, they were big, they were strong, they were quick. The deeper you go into a playoff run, that's exactly what you're going to run into. So if you're exposed to it during the regular season somewhere along the way, it's not going to be a shock to you once you get into the postseason.
And so. It seems, Terry, that you and I wind up talking more about strength of schedule, like mm-hmm. in basketball, like because you get to pick the tournaments at the holiday time or Thanksgiving that you want to be in, and you really see the teams that are making deep postseason runs are those that have challenged themselves. Maybe they take a few more losses in the regular season, but they're prepared. Football's a bit of a different animal because you've got to win five games or it doesn't matter how tough of a schedule you play.
And we mentioned about the locked schedule in the South Central Conference. There are some advantages.
Oh, there certainly are.
Number one, you never have to worry about scheduling.
And you're always
you always have nine games. You know, with a 10-team conference, you've got your nine-game schedule.
And you're always guaranteed X number of teams in the playoffs
every
year.
There you go. That's right. You're probably going to get five teams in the playoffs every single year. So there are some advantages. And I see that more and more. I think that's happening more and more. Where conferences are realigning, and again, it's going to happen here in another year or two. We're going to see a realignment of some conferences again, where we're probably going to see conferences that are about 10 teams each, and for 9 weeks you're going to play your conference foes, and that's just the way it's going to be.
We need to get to a break here on WSMI Sports Saturday. We will do that. We'll come back with more in just a moment.
This is Coats for Kids of Litchfield, Illinois. We want to thank everybody for helping us last year. We served 178 children. This year, the applications are going to be at Hearts United in South Litchfield Township, Monday, September 16th. Must be returned by Monday, October 7th. No exceptions. And make sure when you fill out your applications that you fill them out completely. Give us proper addresses and current phone numbers that we can properly contact you, so that you can get the clothing for your children. We thank everybody for helping us. We couldn't do this without you. It's a wonderful cause. If you would like to contribute monetarily, our P.O. Box is Coats for Kids of Litchfield, P.O. Box 157, Litchfield, Illinois, 62056. And we just appreciate you. Also, for the shoppers, we're going to have the shopping day. It'll be Saturday, November 2nd. So put that on your calendar. See you this year.
One thing customers tell us they like best about banking with Real Community Bank is our people. This professional and often personal relationship helps us do our jobs better, more efficiently, and effectively. Not just when it comes to your borrowing money, but also when you need to consider long-term savings and investment needs. So next time you're considering a financial transaction, visit your hometown bank you can trust since 1932. Security National Bank, with locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. And online at securitynb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And at 9:37, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sunny skies for today. Expect a high of around 70 degrees. Partly cloudy skies for tonight. We'll have a low of around 50 heading into Sunday. Sunny skies. We'll have a high Sunday of around 75 degrees. Extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. Mostly clear. Expect highs in the low 80s. The lows will be in the upper 50s. At 9:38, we have a temperature reading of 60 degrees, and the weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sports Saturday continues in just a minute.
If you have an injury that needs rehabilitation, you need to consider the therapists at Teamwork Rehab. Teamwork Rehab's Hillsborough location offers the only aquatic therapy in Montgomery County. Aquatic therapy provides effective therapeutic treatment for those who have limited tolerances for traditional land-based rehab. Our therapists in this program hold a variety of certifications in specialized aquatic therapy. At Teamwork Rehab, you'll always get one-on-one individualized therapy by a licensed clinician. Give us a call at 532-4160. Teamwork Rehab, a division of Hillsborough Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal intention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
And at 9:39, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Tim Mize, Terry Toad, Uncle Ralph, and David Jenkins.
Tobin Ott, thank you very much. Tobin, the voice of the Toppers.
That's what I've been told.
I've heard that.
That's what I've been told.
Joining us on the phone right now is the head coach of the Hilltoppers, Mr. Aaron Duff. And Duffy, good morning, sir. Thank you for a few minutes of your time. And I've talked to you enough over the years to know that you're not into moral victories. It's not really your thing, but you had to like the way your kids competed last night at Greenville.
Yeah, our kids played great last night. Even though the school board said 28-7, it was pretty much a 14-7 ball game is how I'm looking at it. I'm not taking away from Greenville scoring those other two touchdowns on a couple missed snaps, one on a punt. I thought our defense played great, holding their offense to 14 points. We were inside their 10 three times, didn't come away with points, and I thought our kids grinded all night.
That is an impressive defensive performance to hold Greenville to 14. That's basically like a shutout. Would you say that that is the best defensive performance the Toppers have had since you've been there?
It's one of them. Especially up to this point this year, for sure. Coach Van Giesen got together. He put together a little different little scheme, and our kids really adapted to it, and they played hard.
And that's really what it comes down to. As long as the effort is there from your kids, you'll take whatever result may come as a result.
Yeah, like I said, we're not happy with the loss. Knocks us down to 2-2, but with the supposed best team in the conference and a ranked football team, I thought we held our own, and our kids need to realize that we play like that, we're going to be in good shape for games to come.
And especially, Coach, when you go into Greenville, tough place to play. They have a great fan base, and that's a tough way when you're playing a team as good as Greenville. It's tough to go in there and try to come out with a victory.
Yeah, it's tough, going on the road. Like you're facing a team, the kids get red, all these things about ranked teams. The preseason coaches poll came out ranking us next to last in the conference, and that our kids took that to heart, and I think we went in last night and showed people we can play some football.
Well, I always like the Toppers when they got a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah.
Our kids, I tell you, they've had a great attitude, and it's showing through. Like I said, even though we're 2-2, we keep building on what we did last night. I like our chances in the rest of the season for every game.
And I don't know about you, Duffy, but I know the Miners are coming in flying rather high right now, but I'd hate to run into a Hilltopper team at next week in week number 5.
I hope that holds true. We're going to keep going at it. We're going to face a good football team in Gillespie who's undefeated. So no easy task, and we're going to get back to work this week.
Yeah, but it's homecoming week next week, so that adds extra pep to the step, doesn't it?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you there.
I said it's homecoming week. That adds an extra pep to the step, doesn't it, Duff?
Yeah, for sure.
I've always found, though, Duffy, that it seems like football coaches in homecoming week don't necessarily see eye to eye more times than not.
There's a lot of distractions for the kids. Over the years of learning homecoming can be a pain in your butt. But, you want the kids also to enjoy it.
You want them to enjoy the experience, but they also know that this is a huge game for both teams next week.
I think we lost Duffy's cell phone.
I think he was a cell phone casualty.
Yeah.
It happens.
It does.
But we thank him for his time this morning.
That is a first world problem.
That is a first world problem right there. He was in a bad cell area.
Imagine that. A cell phone disappeared.
A cell phone dropped call around here? That is so odd. But that's a shocking revelation. It is. That is a great performance, though, from the Hillsborough defense to only give up 14 points to Greenville at Greenville. Mm-hmm. That is a job well done from the Topper defense. And even in a loss, that is something you can build on right there.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. And it's going to be a challenge just facing two totally different attacks, in my opinion, one week to another. You had Greenville last night with a really balanced passing and running game. Next week, I'm not to say Michael Henderson can't throw the ball, but it's really just a run-heavy and offense for
the Miners have been are that running team. That's Coach Borgini's style. He's going to pound the football, and it's a game five. You're halfway through the season. It's a need to win game for the Hilltoppers. The Miners are hoping to roll in and sneak away with the win, and so it's a huge game for both teams. No matter how you put things in perspective as far as the conference race is concerned.
Well, you look at it from Gillespie's standpoint. You're 3-0. You win next week, you're 4-0, and you're just one win away from, you know, making the playoffs.
They win next week. They're 5-0.
Next week they'll
have their five. Yeah, I'd say they're 4-0, and then one more, and they'll have their five. And you know, so it's an important game for both teams.
That'll be a playoff style ball game.
Yes, it will
next week. Hillsborough sitting at 2-2. They can look at their schedule. They can see their path to five. I mean, it's their form. And if they get the win next week, they are really in a good spot.
And really, this is the game. I mean, every game is important. You have to take them one at a time. But this is the game right now for the Toppers.
Mm-hmm. This is their season. You get a team that's undefeated, atop the conference, on your field, homecoming night, a chance to move above 500. Yeah. Big game for the top.
And a very good team from Coach Borgini and the Gillespie Miners, and you know the reputation that goes with that. So, yeah, it's huge.
That'll be a black and blue type of game.
Yes, it will. They'll feel it the next day. Yes, they will. A
couple of run-pounding teams.
That's right. I don't know who supplies the ice at Hillsborough, but be prepared next week. Big order.
Yeah. Hillsborough Health.
Few extra bags of ice.
Yeah.
WSMI Sports Saturday here on FM 106. The Fighting Illini are off today. They will be back in action a week from today, hosting Miami of Ohio. We'll have it for you next Saturday live at 10:30 here on WSMI FM 106. Cardinal baseball coming up Wednesday afternoon, 11:50 on AM 1540. Redbirds will be home to take on the Washington Nationals. The suddenly surging Nats.
Yes, the Nats are kind of trying to make some noise here, heading down the last week of the regular season, and the Cardinals, of course, pulled one out in extra innings last night, and this is just typical September baseball. It can be extremely good, it can be extremely ugly,
like Pittsburgh saw.
In Pittsburgh.
Oh,
you think they're feeling the hands?
Oh my goodness,
around the throat.
I think they feel Cincinnati's hands around their throat. Well, Cincinnati's what, won five
four in a row,
row
I think. Yeah. Five in a row. So the Reds are really the hot team in the Central.
It never ceases to amaze me, though, and I harp on this all the time when I look at pitching, major league pitching, and I call most of those guys throwers, not pitchers, and Boy, they're showing up, blowing games. Of course, Pittsburgh game
doesn't help when your shortstop throws a routine grounder into the third row. That doesn't help.
But baseball has changed from 3 decades ago, where hitters hit.
Yeah.
I mean, people come to the major leagues because they hit the baseball.
Yeah.
The hitters are not intimidated anymore by pitchers like they were in the Gibson era. And you got to remember, too, that the strike zone is a heck of a lot smaller.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when in the 60s, the decade of the pitchers.
Ballparks are smaller.
Ballparks are smaller now. It's still baseball, but it's just a little bit different.
So a lot of ballparks were built for the steroid era.
Right. Well, that's true. And if you're the Pirates, they've been talking a lot the last couple months about how this is a different club. Yeah. They're not worried. Mm-hmm. I think they're a little worried now.
I think they're a lot worried.
They've blown like 4 games here in this past week, so they are not playing well. And on the flip side, the Cardinals are playing sensational. Basically, ever since I went on the radio, I don't know, a month and a half ago, and just bashed Matt Holliday, he's turned into the player that we all want him to be. Yeah. He's playing like we want him to play.
Cardinals are playing typical. Let's grind it out. You know, we're going to blow a game. It's going to look horrible. We're going to come back and win a couple games, and we're going to blow one, and we'll win a couple. And, you know, that's how it,
and it's a roller coaster ride.
It's a roller coaster ride.
And the amazing thing about Holliday, Tim, he's catching a few balls.
How about
in the outfield?
That's the most amazing thing to me. He's playing great. He is playing absolutely his best baseball, probably of his Cardinal career, right now, and at the absolute
best time.
So Cardinals and Nats coming up Wednesday at 11:50. Redbirds in Milwaukee over the weekend taking on the Brewers. Joining us on the telephone right now is the head coach of the Litchfield Purple Panthers, Pat Rintz. And Pat, thank you for a few minutes of your time. And oh my goodness, what an exciting ball game last night.
Yeah, had a lot of fun. Homecoming game, not for us, of course, but for Staunton. And obviously they brought a big crowd out, and it was a good night for high school football.
I don't know what went on in your locker room at halftime, but I would suggest doing that again.
and I guess to speak to the first half, you know, that one's on me. You know, we didn't come out with the execution that we needed to, and so we kind of learned that lesson there that you can't come and play just one half of football. But you know what, man, it was so nice to see the boys come out second half and play the way we were capable of playing. And so that I give my hat off to them. They responded. You know, it was looking pretty grim there in the first half, and they didn't drop their heads. They decided that they were going to come out and pick up the intensity and the enthusiasm and keep rowing the boat, and I was very proud of them.
Well, Pat, and it was one of those situations where I think midway through the fourth quarter, when the Panthers are down four with the ball marching, I think everybody there, whether they're wearing purple or red, was thinking, Panthers are going to punch this puppy into the end zone.
Yeah, that's certainly what we were hoping for. And, you know, you just got to keep doing it your best. Sometimes it goes in, sometimes it doesn't.
We talk about rowing the boat, and I guess that's exactly what your kids did last night. And you had a student section on the road, and they had their paddles.
Yeah, you know what? And that was a big part of it. We came out, you know, the halftime message wasn't, okay, scratch that game plan. We got to start over, do this. It was, hey, we just got to go out and execute. We got to play as a team. We got to rally to the football. And the message was, which was ironically our message throughout the week, never, ever, 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 ever give up. And we talked about that all week. And so they understood that. And we came out at halftime, and our student section had, you know, kind of formed a tunnel for us to come out to the field. And, man, it felt like a home game. And they were chanting, row the boat. And our guys, it gave me chills. So I know that was really a big part of the spark for our team in the second half.
Well, it's nice to be in a position you got four games down, but you still got five to play, and a lot of things can happen for your ball club in the next five games.
Absolutely. The wins and losses will take care of themselves, and we tell the guys all the time, we're obviously playing to win. That's what we want to happen. We're not out there just to have fun. But more importantly, you know, we as a program believe that we're heading in the right direction, and we're doing it the right way. The kids are having a blast. The student section is supporting us and behind us. And you know what? You can't win every game, but man, to be in these games, to be competitive and to be having fun on a Friday night under the lights, it's great. And we're just going to keep, I mean, we got some, we're a little bummed. You know, you don't like losing, and we're going to get back to work this week and keep trying to fix up those mistakes, and we'll be back next Friday.
And Pat, I think you just said it all right there. You're competing on Friday night, and you can't just go from where Litchfield was at to the top of the conference. There's a process of working your way up, and you guys have flat out competed in every single ball game this year.
Absolutely, that's really what we want to see. We, you know, whether we play, you know, the top teams in the conference, we want to come out every week ready to play, ready to fight for four quarters. And you know, we didn't quite get that done the first two quarters, but I was really proud of the guys last night that they didn't just pack it in and look forward to the next week. They said, "Hey, we got to finish this thing." And we're having a blast. We really are.
And coach, like you said, nobody likes losing. But I mean, your three losses have come to teams that haven't lost a game yet, so that's got to speak for something.
Yeah,
absolutely. And that's partially why it hurts so bad, because you want to beat the good teams. You know, that's as an athlete, you know, that competitive nature gets in you, and you want to play good football against the best teams. And so that's kind of the attitude our guys have had, is, hey, it's kind of one of those respect all, fear none sort of attitudes of, hey, we're going into Staunton. It's homecoming for them. They're undefeated. They've got a lot of momentum going. What a great opportunity. And it was a fun night.
But as we said, you got three losses to three quality clubs, but you were in all three of those games.
Yep,
so that's nothing, you know, that's something you can build on and convince your guys, hey, we're going to be out there and we're going to play, and we're going to play to win.
Yep, absolutely.
Pat, last night, Alex Hull, I think that was kind of the game that everyone has been waiting for from Alex Hull. That was an impressive display at the quarterback position. I don't know, every pass he threw was in stride and right on the hands of his receivers.
Yeah, I think we were kind of going over the game last night, you know, debriefing, and was talking with Coach Cooper, who does our special teams and also kind of helps me call in staff after game, and he pointed out, I think Al had maybe 14 or 15 straight completions. He just got on a roll and was feeling good. The arm was good. The accuracy was there. And, you know, that makes it easier as a coach to sit back and watch the fun happen.
And it was a lot of fun, and he really showed his athleticism. He was making some throws on the run. Those are not easy throws, but he was putting the ball right where it needed to be put. Either his guy was going to catch it or nobody was.
Yeah, and the other fun part about it, just he makes it look so easy.
Yes.
You know, the guys like to tease me. I was a quarterback here, but it was quite a different offense. And they like to tease, you know, about a Coach Rentz duck up in the air, you know. And so it's fun to watch Alex throw it, and he just makes it look so easy.
But you, after all the accolades of the players and what's going on, we have to give credit to Mother Nature. What a night for Friday night football.
Yeah, we were possibly expecting some rain, and it was going to be wet and soggy, and got over there. Their field looked great. It was as dry as could be expected, and the rain stayed away, and it was a nice, cool evening. Yeah, it was perfect.
Well, Pat, big game for you next week. You'll be back home. You'll be hosting the Vandalia Vandals, and what do you expect coming from that ball game?
Well, so now we kind of turn the coin here. Now we're hosting the homecoming, and so it's going to be a big week for us, a lot of energy. But you're also, you know, we're hosting a Vandalia team that has had a pretty tough first half of the schedule, which, you know, we kind of feel like we know what that's like a little bit. But that same mentality, you know, it doesn't matter if you're 3-0 or 4-0 or 0-3 and 0-4. You know, we're going to approach each game. We're going to be prepared and be ready to give it our best shot. We can't let up at all.
Pat, we know it'll be a raucous atmosphere at Lloyd Hill Field next Friday night, no doubt about it, homecoming for the Purple Panthers. Pat, thank you for your time. We'll talk to you next week, sir.
Absolutely. Have a great weekend, guys.
All right. Pat Rentz, the head coach of the Litchfield Purple Panthers, and they are headed north.
You know what? Litchfield may be 1-3 on the season, but the buzz about Litchfield football is still there. It's still something that it's been a long, long time.
I don't know how the
fans of the Panthers are just wound up about this football team. They just really are.
I don't know how to describe it other than they just look different. Maybe the best way I could say it would be take the Rams, what they looked like before Jeff Fisher.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just not good. New coach shows up, the whole mentality changes. Everything's different, just the way they go about the day-to-day operations. To me, that's what Litchfield has right now. Just whatever Pat Rentz is doing, whatever he is saying, it's working.
Yeah.
Everyone's buying in.
And that's the process you got to buy into.
And that's what you hope for. And they are off, record-wise, 1-3. But as you said, David, their three losses, those teams are a combined 12-0. Yeah. So nobody's beating those guys.
Yeah, obviously nobody's been able to beat them.
So, yeah, it's a big game for the Purple Panthers next week, a chance for them to get back on the winning track. Homecoming week, we probably should have asked Pat what his thoughts about homecoming
probably
are.
Probably should have. That would have been a good question.
Now that we've gone beyond that. But, you know, so it's going to be a huge week for the Purple Panthers. So, and we'll have that game on WSMI-FM on Friday night. So, and
a couple of very intriguing broadcast features next week. You mentioned Vandy at Litchfield here on FM 106. Yeah. Staunton at Carlinville on 105.3 The Ox. Of course, the Pizza Man pregame show for you at 6:30.
Yes. Fun time. Gosh. Going into week number 5 next week. Whoa, man.
Flies by.
It does. It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible how fast the football season zips by.
And to still have three teams in the conference that's undefeated, that's...
The last few weeks of the South Central Conference are shaping up to be probably the most exciting that we've had in a number of years here.
Yes, yes.
This was the way it's shaken out with three teams undefeated.
You know, it used to be one team, you know, Greenville was so dominant for so long, although there were, you know, Carlinville was in the mix from time to time, but still, you didn't have three teams and four teams that were, you know.
Yeah. It was, Terry, what? 3 or 4 years ago, there was a three-way tie atop the South Central. 3 clubs, 8-1. That very well could happen again.
That's a distinct possibility. Mm-hmm. Very distinct possibility, absolutely.
Yeah, you got three teams undefeated, and then you got Carlinville right behind them with just one loss.
The Cavies are lurking.
You wouldn't, the Cavies are lurking, yes. You wouldn't want it any other way, though. If you're planning it out, you know, heading in down the second half of the season, heading into the postseason, that's the best scenario for everybody.
High school football season off to a great start. We are out of time on WSMI Sports Saturday. We want to thank all of our area coaches who gave us some of their time on this Saturday morning. For Tobin, David, Terry, Uncle Ralph, I am Tim. Sports Saturday is done on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. This is WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville, the station you can count on. Have a great weekend, everybody.